Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Is the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll free. 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Friday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world via the internet and satellite. Now, a special shout out goes out to our active duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort too, to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's working on the Third Watch, thanks for keeping America moving along, especially our over-the-road truck drivers and, of course, our bulk mail haulers led by Felix and the gang going from the bulk mail center to the post offices. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe. We're on Gab, Parler, and Getter the same way. We're on Twitter at Captain's America. And don't forget to check out our website either, the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. Simply the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. And joining us right now in her rowboat up there in Tarpon Springs, where I came down in buckets a little while ago, we've got Denise Simon. Good morning.
Good morning.
Do you have one paddle or two?
Don't need it. I'm too high up here.
Yeah, you're up on the mountaintop, so you were good to go. But I was watching that, and I was watching that warning that was around you, and I'm going, uh-oh, I hope you're okay, because there's been a couple times where things have happened and you've lost your power and whatnot, but you were good to go, so that's great. I'm glad to hear that. All right, well, let's talk about the Marines. 400 U.S. Marines, 10 F-18 Hornet fighter jets, 6 EA-18G Growlers, and a couple of Marine Corps C-130s are all headed to Eastern Europe. Now, about 2 weeks ago, we had an interesting discussion about some of the things they could do, and you brought up the Growlers as to the capabilities that they had and what they could do, and lo and behold, here they are.
Well, I've been saying that since the day one of the invasion, and they have the ability, because I also said I think that we ought to be using these new, very, very new weapons. There are actually two versions of EMPs, which can be done on a strategic tactical basis. Kind of an extension of the Growler, which is an electronic attack jet, they have the ability to jam radars.
Yep.
Anyway, the Growlers are said to arrive in Germany. They don't know where. Kirby won't say specifically where the Hornets or the C-130s are going.
Of course not.
But the Growlers are going to Germany. So, I would say this is a little late, but if they're going to help Ukraine, I don't know if they're doing this for some kind of drill to kind of get in Putin's face or what. But anyway, the Growlers have the latest electronic attack technology.
Yep.
They also include receivers, jamming pods, and communication countermeasures. So they can, in fact, also, too, exploit satellite communications if they're needed. And they also come with, I think, two air-to-air missiles and two high-speed anti-radiation missiles. So they're pretty sophisticated, and that's good. I'm glad we have those things. What's the purpose? We keep sending supplemental stuff to NATO countries. Is this, so I can't figure out if this is something that European Command or NATO is asking for, meaning General Walters, or are we just doing this as a tactical ploy? I don't know. I can't get a handle on it.
Well, we'll find out soon enough because I think we'll be hearing about some of them flying around over there. Now, we also know that the military right now, we have, I believe it's the Abraham Lincoln that they're keeping in there?
No.
It was another carrier. Okay, it was another carrier.
Yeah, it's
that's
another
being,
carrier.
That's
yeah.
being held in there. And there's a couple of guys. Yeah, and there's a couple of guided missile cruisers that are somewhere that are in that area that are being held over there for a little bit longer stay. So they, I guess, they're just lining themselves up for whatever they think is going to come next. Now, I'm not saying that Ukraine's going to get the aircraft they're asking for, but if they do, and we fly, say, over Romania with the Growlers doing what they can do from the next door country, they could get very interesting over there on the part of the Ukrainians.
But, but we're, if we're not going to give them the old MiGs, we're not going to give them any kind of air support. That's the whole point. I don't know what we're doing with this. I have no idea.
Right. You're absolutely right. Okay, let's see here. I got a message from Mike, and he's telling us something political. Locally, I don't need to talk about that. All right, hold the fort there, kiddo. Folks, we'll be right back with more with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Go over to her website and check it out and see what she has to offer. You'll be pleasantly surprised. Don't go anywhere. We're coming right back.
If you want to talk with the captain or with Denise Simon, 877-969-8600 on the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. More with Denise right after this.
According to the World Gold Council, while demand for gold is surging, 72% of people reply they lack the necessary know-how to do so. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest rated gold dealer in the country. The reason? We lead with education. We've taught millions of investors how to buy gold safely and securely, and our in-depth gold guide explains everything you need to know. From what type of metals to consider, if an IRA or cash transaction is best, and how you can be certain that the gold you're buying is authentic, certified, and real. Call 800-900-8000 now and get our number one rated first-time gold buyer's kit. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the information you need to secure your future. Call 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000 today.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$6,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
I need to do my taxes. Are there any self-help options online?
Doing taxes yourself? IRS.gov has many self-service tax tools, and they're all just a click away. Prepare and file your taxes online using FreeFile. Use our calculator to estimate your tax withholding. Order a tax transcript. Apply for an employer identification number. Check your refund status, too. IRS.gov, your 24/7 federal tax resource.
This is Kyle Warren, and we're coming back right now with Denise Simon of FoundersCode.com, right here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Be sure to check out all the great articles she has over there. That's FoundersCode.com. Take it away, Captain.
All righty. Thank you very much, Kyle Warren. And before I get to Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com, this portion of the program brought to you by Geico, Geico Insurance. And Geico has been saving people money on their insurance for 85 years. Now, they're currently the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, insuring some 25 million drivers, including me. Now, your local Geico office or the Geico website, Geico.com, GEICO.com, is the place to go because they can save you money in the car you're driving, the truck you're driving. How about if you got a motorcycle, an ATV, a boat, or an RV? But here's where the rubber meets the road, right here. If you have your homeowner's policy, if you have your renter's insurance, if you have your condo insurance, you can bundle that together with your automobile insurance and save a boatload of money. You really can. So check them out online, Geico, GEICO.com. You can find out where your agent is, give them a call, and see what they can do for you. Geico, GEICO.com. All righty. Back to Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com, and good morning to you again.
Morning.
All right, we've got Elliot on the line, so before we go to what we were going to talk about, we'll go over and see what Elliot's got going on there. Okay there, Mr. Elliot, what's up?
Yes, good morning, Captain. You know, on last Saturday show, Fox Neil Cavuto reported how the terrorist Houthis hit a Saudi oil facility. Now, Neil said we must look at alternatives ways other than oil. You know, that's what he suggested. And I say back to Neil, look, Neil, electric vehicles in most cases start at $52,000 and heads north at around $74,000. Denise, my question to you is, what is going on with aggressive Egyptian military Libyan military cadets just celebrating their completion of studies and training were gathered in a big crowd when a missile strike blew everyone to pieces. The Libyans have the whole thing on camera. Now, Denise, are they at war? What is going on in this part of the world? I'm hearing the conflict stemmed from deterioration relations. Now, both countries are rich in oil and natural gas. I'd like to hear your opinion on that. Thanks very much. Have a great day.
All right. Go ahead, Denise, because I've heard the same thing, but we haven't talked about it.
I have not. So I would be hard-pressed to give a good answer. And I don't want to necessarily make something up. But I would say that Libya is very much governmentless. Is that a word?
Yeah.
They don't really have a government. They're pretty much like Lebanon. They don't have a government either. And nobody is really paying any attention to any of these crises, and they do exist. You know, especially when we rely on Egypt to kind of keep the peace over there, and in areas where they don't keep the peace, Turkey is supposed to. And I would submit that neither of them have the ability to do that. The United States is pretty much bailed out on the Middle East and any kind of equilibrium over there, as noted by the fact that we removed the Houthis from the terror list.
Mm-hmm.
And the Houthis are, in fact, attacking and continue to attack Saudi Arabia, which is the very reason Saudi Arabia will not take phone calls from the Biden administration. Because the Biden administration is so cozy now, or cozying up through Russia, I might add, with Iran. While we're supposed to hate Iran, and a lot of reasons we do hate the mullahs and that regime, it seems that Saudi Arabia hates them worse. So you've got a couple of countries, Turkey, Egypt, and in some cases Saudi Arabia, that are trying to, you know, do the right thing over there, and they rely on Israel. And Israel, under Bennett, I think they're kind of rudderless. I think they're finding out that they really need to have Netanyahu back in there again, because I don't find Bennett to be very confident.
Mm-hmm.
So, it's a mess. Iraq is still a mess. And they're all readjusting to who they're supposed to cozy up to, because the United States is not leading anywhere. That's the best answer I can necessarily give Elliot at this point, because I can't really speak to what is happening in Libya.
Okay, well, we've got about, 10 million Ukrainian refugees scattered?
Well, let's put it this way. About 30% of the population of Ukraine is displaced.
Mm-hmm.
So Zelensky has actually made an announcement, and the announcement is to Ukrainians that you fill out this application and that the government will make you whole again. Now, that means that you'll be compensated for the real estate that's been destroyed and your businesses that have been destroyed.
Mm-hmm.
And he's insinuating that Russia could pay for it, which I think they should.
Mm-hmm.
But here's the fascinating thing to me. I think it's a good thing. He wants his people back when all this is over with, whatever that necessarily means, and when. But here's the most fascinating thing to me. So far, it has been estimated that Russia has destroyed $100 billion worth of infrastructure, buildings, and other physical assets.
Right.
$100 billion. Now, think about that for a second. Think about that number. the Biden administration is talking about billions and trillions of stuff that's ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
And here you can physically see the damage in Ukraine, and they're talking about $100 billion. So, I don't have a concept of what $1 trillion is. I barely have a concept of what a billion is, much less $100 billion.
Mm-hmm.
But, ladies and gentlemen, if you just look at a bird's eye view of Ukraine and the displaced people and the real estate and the infrastructure and the businesses that have been destroyed, and they estimate that it will cost $100 billion to restore all that, rebuild all that, and then you come back over here to the United States and you hear the Biden administration talk about $20 billion, $100 billion, $400 billion over here for whatever. Look how we're wasting money. We're just being fleeced over here in the United States, and I don't hear the outrage of the American taxpayer at all.
Well, there's been some discussion about taking the money that's been frozen over here with Russia and giving it to the Ukrainian people to start their rebuilding process.
Well, I've been saying it for quite some time, but mm-hmm. I haven't heard one person in Congress say it. And I certainly haven't even heard the Biden administration say it. And he just pledged another $50 billion here, what, 2-3 days ago?
Yes.
Why are we even having that discussion? We should be working with the NATO countries and the oligarchs that they have been seizing their financial assets and their tangible assets, like yachts and real estate, because Putin uses oligarchs to hide his wealth and to manage his wealth. So why in the world are we paying for this? This all ought to be paying for Ukraine. Now, I understand, you know, helping them with military gear, military hardware, but on the flip side, that we need to be compensated for this. This is not a free war for Ukraine and what the United States has contributed. This all ought to be paid for by Belarus
mm-hmm.
and Russia.
Mm-hmm. Yep, I agree. So now, I guess we'll just have to put the pressure on our government, because I don't know any other way to do it. Or do you?
Well, I don't either, but I mean, the one that speaks most about this is Rand Paul, and that's who he is.
Well, to be continued, I'll talk to you tomorrow, same time, same bat channel. Have yourself a great, great, great day. All right, Denise Simon, everybody, founderscode.com, and I'll be right back with more. Don't go anywhere.
This is the Captain, Matt Bruce, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch. Heard on this and other great radio stations all over the nation, from coast to coast, ocean to ocean, and sea to shining sea. If you're not hearing this show in your market, contact your favorite station and let them know that the Captain's America is available on...
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
1 in 5 teenagers say they've thought about suicide. The CDC reports more than 40% of teens say they feel persistently sad or hopeless. A deputy director at the CDC says the data echoes a cry for help. President Biden says it's too soon to determine whether Russia is really scaling back some military operations in Ukraine.
There's a lot of speculation, but he seems to be, I'm not saying this with a certainty, he seems to be self-isolated.
Speaking at the White House, Biden saying he's also not fully buying into intelligence saying Russian President Vladimir Putin has been misinformed about his military's performance in Ukraine. The United Nations says 400 million children in 23 countries are dealing with partial school closures due to COVID. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, indeedy it is, and it is time for our first military and veterans news segment brought to you by the National Aviation Academy, NAA.edu is the website, NAA.edu is their website. Go over there, check it out, see all the things they have to offer, and then ask to take the tour. Meantime, here's more about them right now.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, the National Aviation Academy has two campuses where they will train you to become a certified aviation maintenance technician, a job that's a very high paying, also keeps you in demand and keeps you working wherever it is that you want to be working at, and you'll have no shortage of jobs, I'll tell you that, because you can go to work anywhere in the world with your certification. Now, the phone number to call to ask to take the tour is 800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080. Call that number up, ask to take the tour at one of their locations, and tell them that you want to be able to find out what their job critique is all about and how they go about it and this, that, and the other. Now, let me explain to you that you will be able to talk to students, number one. You'll be able to talk to an instructor or two, number two. And number three, you'll be able to talk to the money people that handle the student loans, and or if you are a veteran, they'll help you with the GI Bill. Because veterans that haven't used their GI Bill are the kings of the hill, because everything you got will be paid for you by your GI Bill. Now, if you don't know what you got left because you used your GI Bill for something else, they'll help you with that too. But whatever the situation is, you got to call them up, 800-659-2080. Ask to take the tour, and then you'll get the answers to all your questions. And don't forget, Clearwater, Florida, right here in Tampa, on the other side of Tampa Bay, and Concord, Massachusetts, just outside the city limits of Boston, is where they're located. So 800-659-2080 is the number to call. Now, the Navy has named the ships that it once scrapped as the congressional protests are growing about the ships. And remember, when you're going to scrap a bunch of ships, it doesn't mean that you're going to replace them right away. Now, Navy spokesman confirmed that the five cruisers slated for the cut are the following ships: the USS Bunker Hill, the USS Mobile Bay, the USS San Jacinto, the USS Lake Champlain, and the USS Vicksburg. Those are the cruisers that they want to decommission. Then, the Navy has also confirmed that all of its Freedom-class littoral combat ships are going to go by the wayside. That would be the USS Fort Worth, the USS Milwaukee, the USS Detroit, the USS Little Rock, the USS Sioux City, the USS Wichita, the USS Billings, the USS Indianapolis, and the USS St. Louis. They would all be scrapped, all part of the 24 ships in service that the Navy says they want to scrap in a bid to save about $3.6 billion over the next 5 years. Now, on Monday, the Navy's budget chief, Rear Admiral John Gumbleton, told reporters that the choice to scrap the Variant was driven in part by the issues the ships were having with their combining gear, basically the ship's transmission, as well as the failure of the anti-submarine mission package. Now, Gumbleton said the mission package was facing huge challenges, and it just was not going to work. So the plans to mothball the ships drew near instant outrage from Congress, especially members who follow Navy issues. Now we'll see what happens here, because this is not a done deal yet. None of this is a done deal, but this is what the Navy wants to do, and we'll see what Congress wants to do. It's all going to be contingent on the Congress and what they agree to do. Now, the armed services are putting forth a new food stipend, which should help many troops, probably a few more than what they would be able to normally, because House leaders are pushing military leaders to make eligibility and enrollment in the Defense Department's new financial assistance program as generous as possible, saying that it's needed to address the food and financial insecurity among service members. In other words, being able to get food to put on the table. Also, the new Red Hill Recovery Fund in the fiscal 2023 budget request is in addition to the $1 billion that Congress has already provided to deal with the effects of the red leak. So says DOD computer expert and comptroller Michael J. McCord. Now, the Army also plans to field a complete battalion equipped with short-range air defense systems by the end of 2022. Service members in charge of that effort told the Defense News that. We'll see where that goes. A lot of things going on right now. There's a lot of money to buy new systems and whatnot that's been put into the system. So, again, we'll see what happens. Hopefully they'll be able to accomplish what they want. Now, amid the new Russian attacks near Kyiv, White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki says that Putin was misled by his aides. The strikes in the key Ukrainian cities fuel skepticism of Moscow's pullback plan. And aides seem to be afraid to tell Putin the truth about the invasion, that they are not doing as well as Putin might think. Now, Russia's defense ministry says it's prepared to observe a ceasefire in the besieged southeastern port city of Mariupol, according to the Russian news agency. Russia and Ukraine are going to resume peace talks on time on April the 1st, that's today, after the latest round of face-to-face negotiations ended in Turkey, according to a Ukrainian official. Also, the Taliban may be using databases of biometric information left in Afghanistan by the U.S. military and international organizations to target soldiers and dissidents, according to a report that was issued yesterday by the human rights advocacy group. And it's going to be interesting to see if there's any truth to that, because they did get the information that was left behind. Some people thought it was done on purpose. We'll see. Now, the war never stops. In Heliopol, a town in eastern Ukraine, most residents have fled, and those who remain wonder where the next shelling is going to land, because almost every building in the town has been leveled. And there's some of that, you're seeing that around the countryside in Ukraine with a lot of what's going on. What a shame. And by the way, Ukrainian officials expect Russians to assault an invasion of some sort in the east after the invaders get pushed back near Kyiv. They're going to retaliate over in the east where it's weak. So we'll see. We'll see. And by the way, Russia's military, of course, if you don't know this, has been bogged down by logistics in Ukraine. They did not plan accordingly. As a result, they're paying for it. They're still running short on some supplies and not able to get some through in other areas. All right, stand by for Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. He's coming up when we come back with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch. I'll be back.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch. You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses. Your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is the Captain, Matt Bruce, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch. Heard on this and other great radio stations all over the nation, from coast to coast, ocean to ocean, and sea to shining sea. If you're not hearing this show in your market, contact your favorite station and let them know that the Captain's America is available on GCN.
All righty, thank you very much, Mr. Captain. We appreciate you doing that. And I am coming back with Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street. And, you know, if you love the feel of a high-end SUV, you're going to love Moss Acura. Now, it's spelled M-A-U-S. Now, the powertrain and technology of the Acura lineup is better than ever, and the flagship MDX Sport Utility has had a complete refresh that's made this great SUV far and away the leader in its class. Now, the MDX has a more rigid body, double wishbone suspension, and comes with a 345-horsepower engine. And boy, just when you thought that felt fantastic, how about this one? They've got free oil changes and tire rotations for life. Moss Care. You get it with the Acura. And they honor those who served our country with the You Serve, You Save program for active duty military, veterans, first responders, and church pastors, too. They're located on North Florida Avenue, right next to Moss Nissan. Find them online at Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura.com. That's Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura.com. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. All right. Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street, is here with us. Good morning, Mr. Watchdog.
Good morning.
You know, we're not going to get into too much depth about this because we talked about this some time ago, and we've talked about it on and off for probably the last week to 10 days. But Biden's plan with the oil companies is all based on a pack of lies. And
The American people, if they're not smart enough to realize they're being lied to by Joe Biden and the Putin tax on gasoline, then I don't know what to say, because all you got to do is look at the calendar when all this stuff started. It was the day Joe Biden came into office and nixed the Keystone Pipeline.
Well, amongst other things. That's just one of many, many issues. One of the big ones as well is the fact that the social cost of carbon, it's a regulatory thing, is now $51 per ton, and it used to be $7 under Donald Trump. That right then and there, you know, if you're a company that wants to go out there and produce oil, you got to take that into consideration and how much it's going to cost. And then if the numbers don't add up, your business plan, you're going to pay too much in these types of, in essence, taxes, because that's what they are, regulatory taxes. You're not going to put that well in. You can regulate businesses out of business. And that was the original plan that Barack Obama had with coal. If you remember, he actually made the statement. He said, we can regulate them out of business. Mm-hmm. In essence, they're doing. This is by design. It's funny. You've got some of the far left radicals pushing for solar and windmills. Weren't happy yesterday with the fact that Biden is only releasing a million barrels a day.
Yeah.
What these people want. You got to understand that. But none of this is surprise, surprise. This is exactly the plan.
Well, they're releasing a million barrels a day, and they're not replacing it fast enough, so they're dwindling the petroleum reserve, which tells me that maybe that's how they're going to try to get rid of oil a little quicker.
Well, I mean, they can't. That's the strategic petroleum reserve. They're going to continue to. They'll have to add back to it. I mean, this is a great time to say, hey, listen. Okay, we need to get some more drilling online and replace all of this, because it's about 520 million barrels that are in reserve.
That's right.
So you can definitely flood the market and drive prices down without a doubt. But then again, that's like a double-edged sword. You do that, then again, you know, certain places where they drill is going to cost too much. The problem that we have is the fact that our energy policy changes with every presidency. And you can't run a country that way. You cannot have an energy policy that changes every 4 years, just as much as you can't have an immigration policy that changes every 4 years. It's just way too difficult.
Well, we're about to find out, because he's up to it again, and we'll see what happens. Now, I did watch and see the price of oil did drop yesterday, and the wholesale price of gasoline and all that dropped. I don't know how soon you'll see it at the pump, if at all, and I don't know if it'll stay down, because the last time he did this, within 2 days, 3 days tops, it was right back where it was.
Yeah, I would continue to believe that oil is going to remain pretty volatile. I really do. I don't think that that's going to change. So continue to expect volatility without a doubt.
Now, Wall Street fell yesterday in lieu of all of this, and the Standard & Poor's suffered its worst quarter since COVID started to be talked about. So I guess that's no surprise either.
Well, I wasn't necessarily sure the markets were going to react as they did. It actually, you know, the markets have been going down. They talk about the first quarter. They've been, a lot of the broader indexes have been doing pretty poorly since last summer. Right now is the anticipation that we're heading into a recession. The interesting thing is once you kind of hit the recession, markets really rebound, during that, because it's the anticipation of coming out on the other side. I do think that the economy is slowing, and I think one of the reasons it is going to be basically due to a buyer strike. I think many people are shell-shocked by what they're paying for food and energy and fuel, and I think they're going to hold back on other purchases because of that.
Mm-hmm. You're probably right. Now, U.S. officials have circled the globe to keep the pressure on Russia as the ruble is going up in value.
I don't understand the squeeze with that right now. Maybe it also has to do with the fact that Russia is requesting that any energy purchases be paid rather than in dollars, be paid in rubles. So that might be pushing the currency to the upside as well.
Now, today is the day The House is expected to pass the legislation to legalize marijuana across the country.
News is coming. I don't know about you. I mean, I know about this. What are they planning on doing with anybody who's in jail that has any sort of, they're there for any sort of marijuana dealing or arrest?
I do not know. No one said a word about it to me, so I don't know.
That's interesting. One would assume if that's the case that many of these people would be let go. Who knows?
Mm-hmm. Now, we also know that more Americans are applying for jobless benefits, and the layoffs are still low, but still, you got more people applying to get the benefits, so I guess they're skipping around job to job again.
Yeah, that's been a continuing aspect, but, we've never seen a job market like this, and not in my lifetime, not ever, where you got as many job openings right there. If you want a job, you can go out and get a job. So, this unemployment stuff should be going by the wayside. Again, some point in time, you gotta get people back to work here. I mean, it's crazy. 5 million more job openings in the United States over the amount of people looking for work is crazy.
Who is the company GameStop? Do you know?
It's the video game store, retailer.
Okay, because they're seeking approval for a split of their stock.
It's kind of a way to kind of almost boost the stock to some degree, put more shares outstanding. And obviously when you split a stock, if it's a 2-for-1 stock split, the stock's at 100, you had one share at 100, now you have two shares at 50.
Mm. By the way, Amazon is having another union vote in Alabama, and they had one in New York. The early counting in New York State shows that labor is winning, and Amazon's union vote in Alabama shows it's close, but no definitive winner yet.
Yeah, interesting. Users are going to see this as an enormous opportunity. I mean, currently, Amazon pays pretty competitive wages.
Yes, they do.
I'm not sure exactly what, a lot has to do with them. You want to get dues to some degree, but, they do pay pretty competitive wages and have nice perks.
Yeah, $15 an hour, I believe, is what they start at, and they go very quickly up to more than that right here in this backyard. So there you go.
Healthcare and all sorts of other things as well, and a lot of flexibility.
Mm-hmm. All right, well, I got enough time for one more little thing here, so let me see here. Let me get on over here. The one more little story will be Putin's gas threat. Got to pay me in rubles or I don't want your money. And you ain't getting gas.
Yeah, we've talked about that. It's maybe one of the reasons why the ruble is appreciated. Again, he needs to have more currency. He can't use
Mm-hmm. All right, my friend, we will talk to you on Monday. You have yourself a great day and put a log on the fire. It's getting cold up here.
Oh, yeah.
All right, I'll see you on Monday. Thank you. All right.
Have a good one.
Yep, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, watchdogonwallstreet.com, and we are coming right back with more. And Frank Silvato from undergroundusa.com. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.